Okay, everybody, let's welcome Barry. She's going to speak on the step 10 today, and go ahead, it's all yours.
Thanks. My name's Barry. I am an alcoholic, food addict, and a fixer, controller, chaos creator, manager type of addict. So good to be with you guys. Did you ever have the type of day where you're sitting in meditation in the morning and you're feeling very connected and all things are great? And then you get up and then everything that you were feeling 20 minutes ago starts to be challenged. That's the kind of day. It reminds me, there's some like cheeky story in AA of like our prayer, God, this day's been great. We're doing great together. But in a minute, I'm going to get out of bed, and things are going to be challenging after that. Like it's that kind of thing. And I really, really, truly, like I had time to do some two-way prayer stuff, and was feeling very connected with and thinking about bringing as a topic the God is or God isn't, and very much focusing and being aware and trying to see where I'm living in the God is and what happens when I turn to God isn't. But then what happened was I had my prayer and meditation, and I felt directed to what I needed to do today. And I got up and I started going. And then my first thing that I was trying to accomplish, like everything that could go wrong with it was going wrong with it. It was just it was a fail. It was a fail. In that I could not get to the end point that I wanted to, except as I was going through it, I'm like, okay, now you've learned a lot of lessons here about this particular task. And I was getting frustrated, and it was interesting because I had done third step prayer, the things that are just so natural to us when we're doing 10 and 11. I had turned things over. I'd asked for guidance for the day, but when things start not going the way that I, and it wasn't a big deal. It was like a project I'm trying to complete. And when things are not going that way, that's when I back up and get frustrated because I can't remember that that's not supposed to be done by evidence of the fact that I'm not getting it done. And so, talking about the neutrality of how I show up in my day and how I am able to take things in that are happening, and show up to see what the plan is, not show up with the plan. And there's a subtle difference there, but it is the difference in how the flow of my day ends up being. One where I stay connected with God rather than veering off into the frustration of being human, if that makes sense. So I don't want to get, I feel like I'm getting like way too out there, but talking about in the 10 step where it says, we feel as though I had been, as we had been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected, we've not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. And in this case, I'm not talking about the problem of food or alcohol. I'm talking about the problem of me, of my way, the problem of my way of needing things to be a certain way and needing things to go in the way that seems like God's will. It seems like what I was supposed to accomplish was God's will. But if things are not going well, stepping back and not getting into my old, very entrained way of thinking, of getting frustrated, of getting aggravated, of feeling like I'm the problem. If I were better at what I was doing, then I wouldn't be having this problem. I wouldn't be wasting the time. I'd be able to kind of do it, move on to the next thing that I thought I was supposed to be doing. That is when I start getting off track. That is when I get disconnected from my higher power. And what I've learned in all these years now is that this whole process is about reconnecting to my higher power. And it keeps happening in deeper layers. So the whole, my whole evaluation, whether it's from my fourth step, my fifth step, my doing 10 and 11, is where am I getting disconnected from my higher power? Because the first level is, you know, the disconnection was so great that I was shoving, you know, food and alcohol into my face and trying to find some kind of other thing to fill that hole that I didn't know that I had. That was a spiritual God-sized hole. Then it was, then when I got into recovery and got into the program and was able to put that stuff down, it was starting to learn how to live and how to layer by layer go through these steps that enabled me, because for the way that I'm wired, to see it, all these other things that were blocking me from that higher power. And so it, and that's what it continues to be about. It is that there are things great and small, like the great things these days, like I can see, and they seem more obvious about what could block me from my higher power. But these smaller things, these more subtle things for me, where I could end up completely sort of like getting obsessed about something where it takes me until the end of the day or the next day or in a meeting where it dawns on me that I got so off track. And so I don't want, I'm trying to, I've asked for the awareness, I guess, because I see it more now. I've asked for the awareness of God showing me where I get disconnected, where it begins, because that's wherever it begins is what leads me ultimately to getting back in control, because I get afraid, you know, because this is, so I get frustrated, then I get afraid that there's something wrong with me and I can't accomplish stuff. Then I lash out at other people because I'm afraid and irritated and I'm mad at myself. And then it rolls and rolls and rolls, you know, into how I live my day, how stressed I am. And eventually, you know, there's a part of me when that goes, if that goes on long enough and I don't catch it, or it's not pointed out, or I don't have the awareness, there comes a point where other things look good to me to be able to make these feelings of discomfort go away, you know, and that's usually, you know, that's a substance. So like there's a very, there could be a very gradual hill down to that low point, or sometimes it's a quick drop off, right? Like it depends what the situation is that's that happens that's causing me, you know, to feel that way. Or it depends. It depends on a lot of things, usually not me. but I understand that showing up and having a neutrality and a flexibility to understand that even if my plan was good, even if it seemed like it was benefiting other people, even if what I wanted to do on the day, on the list, on the event was came from a point, a place of like a good place, a place of wanting to be of service, a place of wanting to help, a place of wanting to be, you know, loving or something like that. If I show up and I have a way that I want it to be, and it doesn't go that way, and I'm not neutral, I know that because I will either get frustrated, resentful, something that's telling me that I am playing God in that situation. Now, like I said, it could be a great situation, a small situation. It could be something where it's like, you know, like I do a lot of healthcare stuff for my parents. It could be something like that. Like I want things to be a certain way for them. And it could be smaller in that I was trying to accomplish this thing this morning and I didn't. And I started feeling like criticizing myself. And it dawned on me, I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, well, if I'm criticizing myself for not doing it, and yet I know by not doing it, there's part of me that knows, well, it wasn't supposed to get done because because by evidence of the fact that it didn't get done, then I'm criticizing God. So I can't let God be God and also show up and try to be God. So I it's not what I if you said you're trying to be God, I would be like, no, I'm not. I'm just trying to be a functional human being. But what I've learned about this whole process is, for me, that's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to be in control. And my life is a lot smoother. And the moments, I don't squander the moments that are worthwhile if I am going with the flow and not just in my head criticizing myself, the moment, everything else around me, and just getting into the what's wrong with me, and that whole spiral. So that has become a really important thing for me, because, one minute in life I was like 25 being hard on myself, and now I'm 57 being hard on myself. It flies. Life goes so quickly, and there are so many types of things that I have seen come up again and again in my inventories. And like, why are these things? Why is it the same person, the same issue that's coming up? And it's because I'm trying to, it's because I don't, I am not getting down into what the issue is. And the issue is that in some situation like that, I'm still playing God. And I did not connect that until very recently. So I think that's why some of these things that, cycled, that just kept coming up again and again, same shit, different day. That was the reason, because somehow I came out of those past inventories not understanding the bottom line was I was trying to manage a situation there, in a way that I couldn't let go of, or I couldn't turn over. So I say all that. I hope that made even like a little bit of sense, because if not, the message I'm trying to say is that I really understand today that the role is to show up. My job is to show up and see what the role is, not to show up thinking I have the job description already. And that's really different. It's really different. It's subtle, but it is, it's different than the way I had lived life up until not too long ago. It really took a long time for me to see that even though my intentions were good, I was still having a way, and hanging on to that way was really a block between my higher power and myself. And some of those ways that I had, the way was just so ingrained in me. It was sort of like, the sun rises in the morning and sets at night. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, I couldn't separate it from the fact that maybe that wasn't true. Maybe it wasn't true for everybody. Maybe it didn't even need to be true for me. I just thought it was, the right way. Like, and so I know, it's very, in a way, it's very unsettling, but it's also very freeing to say that that there's so much more out there than I saw. And somebody said to me, I was like, I don't know how to be, I don't know how to show up like that. And I was told, well, you show up, you just show up in the moment, and you're actually not losing anything other than the delusion that you are in control of anything. I was like, okay, that makes perfect sense, so that is, and I get more moments of seeing it, of like not having to fall into this like sort of just going about the day, trying to trudge through the day, like head down, just self-willing through the day. And then kind of when I regather, it dawns on me, oh, this wasn't the greatest day. Oh, maybe this is what I should have done differently. Maybe I should have tried to start my day again. Maybe I should have called somebody. Like, I sometimes have those moments where I step out of it and I could see what I'm doing. I'm like, okay, let's try to do it differently. I'm going to pray, take a minute, and then I can get back into it and start living again. So sometimes I like kind of step out of it and I can sort of see the whole thing, but then I go back into it. But I get hijacked a lot less, is what I'm trying to say. It's like being in a train station. I used to like get I stepped onto the train of like whatever self-will, and I was just gone. But now I'm getting to this point where I am able to say, I don't want to be on that train. Let me come back to the train station, and then just let the trains go by.
Five more minutes.
Thank you. So, that is a gift too, because I used to not be able to do that in the process of the day. It would take until like the next meditation or the next meeting. So things shift, and they shift so much more. You know, there's a lot of internal shift. It's not things on the outside that are changing, it's things on the inside, which of course make things on the outside different. But I'm grateful for the growth. Humbled by it, and just wanted to be, honest. Like, I had, some other thing that seemed like a good thing to talk about, but after this morning, I was like, I gotta talk about, I'm rolling into this meeting feeling like an epic fail, and it's over nothing. It's my judgment. It's my judgment of me. So I apologize if that didn't make much sense. I hope it did. And if it didn't, talk about whatever you want to talk about, but basically tell me, I guess, where you are in the world of neutrality, in your neutrality, in your life, and what that means. So thank you.
Try and stop the recording here.